So my name's Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project in Trafalgar Square on the 13th of July, 2009 at 11:13 a.m. Could I ask you to please tell me your name, surname, age and where you come from?
Yes, so I'm Lawrence Reed. I'm from Bath and I'm age 52.
Thank you. When was it you first found out about the One Another project?
Well, I found out about the project in the Royal Academy of Arts magazine. And I think I found out about it quite early on as a result of that. I thought it sounded interesting.
So what was your inspiration and motivation to apply?
Well, I'm a composer and for quite a long while I've been thinking about the possibilities of making a monument that involves music. It's a fundamentally musical monument. And I thought, well, that's a great chance to give it a go. That's what we're trying to achieve.
So what is it you're going to do when you're up on the plinth?
The object of the hour is to try through music primarily to reflect my anxiety. And my anxiety is brought out by a fear of heights, which is called acrophobia. And I'm hoping through the scores that we've produced, which are largely experimental scores and require improvisation, that we can create a sense of the anxiety and the moods that I'm feeling when I'm on the plinth.
And who is it that you've been working with?
My principal collaboration is with another composer called Barn Yanni. And Barn is going to be conducting the orchestra on the ground and sort of interpreting my body language, and we have a sort of series of things which he's interpreting, which will create the kind of musical monument that we're trying to achieve.
Okay, thank you. And the orchestra is comprising
that? The orchestra is completely comprised of volunteers, and I really don't know how many there are going to be. We've been recruiting on through various media, through the web, everything open to us. I know I had two cancellations this morning, but I think it'll be between like 20 and 30 musicians and quite a range of instruments, mainly orchestral instruments. So it'll be, yeah, it's a good size.
And how is it you're planning on documenting the piece?
In terms of for posterity, or how do they? Well, we will be recording the music and we'll be recording the video of the event as well. So,
okay, thank you. How did you feel when it was announced that you'd had an hour up on the plinth?
Well, I was a bit surprised really, because when I applied for it, I thought, well, you know, I wasn't really expecting to get a slot, and I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do. I was thinking of maybe conducting something, but it became clear, you know, when I got it, I thought, well, it's happening now, and I had to think of the concept I wanted to fulfil. And it was when I read about the size of the plinth. It's not specifically the height of it, but it is very narrow for someone who suffers from heights. Just 4 foot across is really pretty narrow. And it was then I started thinking about, well, you know, can we make that the theme of the project?
So who would you say you're doing this for?
Well, it is no doubt that it's any musician or any composer struggles to get any work that they've composed or thought about, any concepts out there. So the idea of having like a mass audience and the idea of having more power to recruit musicians to come and play in an orchestra definitely favours Barn and myself. And there is no doubt that that's a prime motivation for an artist. Secondly, I'm very aware of the kind of what Anthony's doing with the democratization of art. So this whole idea that, you know, it's not the preserve of a few, and it's also a great opportunity for all levels of musicians to come and join in and make a musical event that's very special. So it's sort of spreading out the democracy a bit.
And what kind of reaction are you expecting?
Well, I think I should say that the actual outcome in terms of the way I feel and therefore the music itself and the actual practical aspects of implementing the music are hugely unknown. So the outcome, I'd say, is almost completely unknown. And in a way, I'm sort of quite happy with that. That's relaxed, because there is no right or wrong execution of it. The only thing that is bad is rain. If it rains, then it's all the bets are off. But it doesn't look like it will, so it's good.
So it sounds as if, you mentioned your fear of heights, and there's obviously been an element of planning as well. Can you tell us a bit about the planning that you've undergone?
The planning, I haven't been doing too much. I've been standing on a chair in the living room, which might sound like not very much, but that's quite a big deal. So I've been sort of accustoming myself to creating a sort of mild panic attack, mild feeling of acrophobia, and then trying to deal with it. So the way you deal with it is essentially through relaxation, positive thought, and breathing. And it is not dissimilar from any panic attack or anxiety attack. It's the same thing. It's just brought on by fear of heights, and it can get quite intense. The other thing I've been doing is I had some hypnotherapy, which is cheating a bit if it works, but it a very short session, and that is that. And that's taught me a bit more about relaxation and the importance of relaxation. And there is some stuff that they did which is supposed to take me off my fear. So we shall see if that works.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe yourself?
I would say I'm relatively alternative. I've never really been very mainstream in anything that I've done. And there's a good side to that and a bad side, but I'd say I was pretty alternative, eccentric. I'm driven by, have been driven most of my life, off and on, by music and composition. And my conventional side is that I live in a nice house with a wife and two daughters. I run a management consultancy business. I spend 3 days a week running that. I have an amazingly flexible lifestyle, and very fortunate to have that, and that enables me to sort of indulge myself and try and further the composing side.
So what would you say are the most important things to you at the moment?
In relation to this project or the generally?
Firstly in relation to the project, then maybe you can answer more generally.
Well, I'd like the project to go well, and I think that there is no right or wrong execution, but clearly if I'm completely debilitated up there, that's not going to be good. So I'm hoping, I really want that to go well, my management of the fear. I want the orchestra to just enjoy themselves and relax, and be able to execute what they've got to execute, which means no rain, just that everybody, after the hour, everyone's had a great time and had a great experience, which so far, everyone involved in it is just having a real good time, and it's been a real buzz.
And if you could talk about a little bit about the most important things to you, generally.
Well, I'd say fairly conventional, really. I mean, the love of my life is my wife and my daughters, and I feel there's a kind of conventional need to provide for them and to keep my family in the manner to which they've become accustomed. In my life, the only thing I've really expressed a massive desire to do for the love of it, purely, and the only thing which I think I had, was born with any talent for, was composing music. So writing music's like a big part of my life, apart from that, it's the normal kind of tick box things of a little bit of cycling, tennis, I love listening to music, obviously, walking and all that kind of stuff. Fairly conventional stuff, really.
And how would you say the composing of music, how does that make you feel?
It's brilliant. You go through various stages. It's the conceptual phase and the early ideas that you get and writing them down is tremendous excitement. That's second to very little. Then you go through a phase where you do get a little bit bogged down because you have to work it out. You actually have to take that idea and make it something, and that goes up and down. Then you have to work with musicians, which is like really very tough sometimes, and get the thing produced, which is not really a creative. It's not as creative, an enjoyable process as the full creative process, but it's a very necessary one. And then you get the performance and the recording, and then you've got something that's really tangible and makes it all worthwhile.
So what kind of expectations do you have for the experience, the hour? How is it going to affect you?
I think if everything works, I just think it's something which I can say, you know, great, everyone who's been involved in it has had a great time. We've achieved something that's been fun, interesting, possibly important, been part of an important project, artistic project, and it's a totally worthwhile time, really.
What hopes and fears do you have?
For the project?
Yeah.
I think the hope and fear is kind of two edges of the same thing, really, or different sides of the same thing, which is once you put any artistic concept or piece of music or anything in a public domain, in a domain where it can be criticised, you're going to get all sorts of reactions from the public, from the musicians, from the critics, and you know, the hope and fear is that there's a reasonable, balanced mix of comment on it and critique, that not everyone thinks it's completely rubbish, that it has a point to it, and that people get that point. And you know, not everyone will, for sure, because it's a genre of music which is not very accessible. I don't expect people to go home humming a tune or anything, but it's still there. It's still the hope and fear of artistic endeavour, any artistic endeavour, really.
And who would you say you're doing this for?
Well, I'd say the same as I said in the first sort of very early question, really. I mean, it's principally for originating from Barnum myself to get music that we've created into life. You know, it's an opportunity to be part of an important project for us. So, you know, we are the generators of that. And so primarily, you know, you could say it's for us. Secondly, for the musicians, because it's a great opportunity for them to be part of something important and to play in a sort of really big arena. And, you know, thirdly, for the audience and for the reactions, which will be like immediate and live, but also hopefully through recording, they will be, you know, they'll be recorded for posterity, and maybe people will look back on it and say, well, how does this event, as part of Anthony Gordner's event, how is this musical event have any point and meaning? And very much in the sense of community music. I mean, what communities are becoming involved in this project? And, you know, it is a community, and it's a community of musicians who are involved in everything from free jazz to extemporal sort of modern classical music. And all those kind of people, you know, sort of getting involved. It's bringing that genre as well to a public who probably never heard it before.
So how are you feeling 30 minutes before you go up on the plinth?
I'm a bit zonked at the moment. I don't really. I'm a bit, which is good if I stay zonked. I've got to, just take stock now and. I can't do anything more in terms of preparation, so just wait and see, really.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.